Hi folks, just a quick one. Just pick this up on the face ache, but it's exceptionally profound. It's Johnny Carson's show, and I'm presuming it's back in the 60s, discussing, well, he's actually introducing his guest, who is an attorney, who has some exceptionally interesting things to say. So without further ado, let's crack on.
Man, would you welcome, please, Mr. Jake Ehrlich. Good evening, Counselor.
Good evening.
I always hear that. They say that on television all the time.
Counselor. Sam Benedict show, they don't.
They don't say that. Why do they always say it was on their series? Counselor all the time.
Well,
lawyers talk to each other that way?
No. You ought to hear lawyers talk to each other.
This is a most fascinating book. As I mentioned to you briefly in a little time we had to say hello before the program, I get probably 30 or 40 books a month from people who appear on the show, and most of you don't have a chance to really look through. You look some of the highlights. And I sat up the last 2 nights with this book and called A Reasonable Doubt and got so fascinated. I guess the lay people who don't know much about the workings of the law, this is all fascinating.
I'm glad you like it.
What you do. Most interesting. One statement you had in here, it says when you are defending somebody, you say the first thing that you tell them is never plead guilty.
Never plead guilty. Every man's entitled to a trial. He's presumed to be innocent until the contrary is proved to a moral certainty beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's his right under the law, and he ought to avail himself of that right.
So never?
Never plead guilty.
Never plead guilty.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name? What is your name?
I refuse to answer. No. My name is Johnny Carson.
How do you know that to be your name?
Well, it's on a birth certificate, legally recorded.
That's hearsay.
That's hearsay?
Well, of course.
Well, I mean, if it's legally recorded.
That's still hearsay. Suppose you were born, and I must assume that you were born because you're here tonight with us. There's a certificate made out not by you, certificate made out by somebody else, that a boy child was born to Mr. and Mrs. Carson. And that he was named Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you know that to be the fact. That means you have read that to be the fact.
Okay? Yeah, I see what you mean. In other words, I only have to go by what is recorded.
You're pleading guilty to something that you don't know of your own knowledge.
In other words, I should have said, if somebody asked me who I am, I say, I plead not guilty.
Right on.
It doesn't look quite
that.
Plead not guilty. I see what you mean. That is hearsay. I'm only accepting what somebody has said.
What somebody else has said.
Well, that would be legal. I mean, if you come in with a birth certificate, that proves you're moral.
Well, it's birth certificates are legal until they're attacked and proved to be invalid. That has happened to me.
I guess it has.